Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 844, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, again, in our Siman, Reish Ches, a very important Yisoid, which I think we have to talk out and figure out how to work it. So, we know, let's go back a minute. We know that if there's wheat or one of the five grains, right, oats, spelt, wheat, so on, rye, and barley, right? So the bottom line is if the flour is put into a food, right? And it's there for, like we spoke about, if it's there for taste, and you could taste it, and you could, it's nirgash, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be able to taste it, that it's there, and it's there for taste, sustenance, and so on, so then it's a barim min mazonos. As far as the first bracha, we're not getting into the after bracha right now, and if it's only there for the mechanics of the food, as we've spoken about, meaning either for looks or to keep it together, to keep it sturdy, and so on, then you would make the other bracha, which whatever it might be, let's say it's shahakol, so you make a shahakol. I'm just giving an example, it could be other brachas also. Okay, but be it as it may, okay, so now be it as it may, the question is, where do we draw the line as far as good? So good, I put in the, let's take wheat, right? Or let's take oats or whatever. And I have the flour and I put it into the food, fine. And it's there for the taste and I could taste it and so on, fine. So where do I draw the line as far as a food and a drink? Is there a difference as a drink? In other words, I put flour, let's say somebody makes up a certain type of a drink. We'll see some examples. Or possibly even in soups. These type of things, but we'll see as how these things work. So I have something that I could drink, right? And it's a drinkable, and it's but there's flour in there, and the flour is there for taste, and I could taste the flour, but I drink it. I could drink it down like soda, you know. I'm just giving an example. So is it still a mazonos? Do I keep it as a mazonos? And if yes, where do I draw the line? In other words, what is a drink? Something that flows, is that a drink? Is a drink something that I drink down like water? I mean, where do we draw the line? Just because I could pour it from, let's say Farina, right? I could pour it from one bowl to another. Is that considered a drink? So where do we draw the line? What do we call mazonos? And is there a change when it comes to drinks, even though the flour of these five grains is put there for sustenance, taste, and that's not the issue. It's officially mazonos, but now it's in a drink form. What do I do? And what exactly is a drink form if there is a change, right? Fine. So to start off, we want to try and get into the Sefer Yitzvah Halachas and the various different examples. But just to start off the subject, it brings down the in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ches, our Siman Vav, Siv Vav, Kemach Shel Echad Mechameshes Mine Dagan, as we know, the flour, right, from one of these five grains, which we've been talking about again and again, Shesh Lokai, Perish Bishloi Harbe, it was cooked fine, Ve'ervai B'mayim Oy B'shar Mashke. It was mixed taco with other types of liquids. Oh, so then it's like this. It was mixed with other liquids. Im haya ove kadesha yeroi lachila. If it's thick enough whereby one could eat it, tells us the Mechaber. Again, we have to explain all this. What is that? But what's the halacha? What's the halacha lemaisa? If it's thick enough whereby I quote unquote eat it, right? Ule la osai perish litchain oise bepe. In other words, I could chew on it. I sort of like chew it, right? Just to an extent. I don't have to chew on it like a piece of matzah, but I chew on it to an extent, right? We'll see what exactly that means in the Pirush of Mishnah Berurah and so on. So then we're going to tell you Mavarech Bar Mina Mazonos. In other words, if it's at that level where it's quote unquote edible, which means I'm sort of chewing on it to an extent in my mouth, and we'll see possibly even maybe just swishing it around, maybe, but we'll see how that works. But if it's in a quote unquote edible state, again, which has to be explained in great detail. So then we're going to tell you that halacha is halacha lemaisa boirim mina mazonos va'acharav, and the after bracha, again, if you ate enough in 4 minutes and so on with the halachas we've been learning, would be al hamichya. Oh, so then comes along the Shulchan Aruch, the same mechaber, then he tells us straight out, oh, but that's only if it's in an edible form. The im hoyarach, if it's so if it's so soft, sort of, if it's so flowing and soft and so on, kadesha yia royal shasia, that you're able to. It's like it's the mice is like a drink. I mean, even though good, I have flour in there and there's sustenance, and I taste it, and it's for fulfillment and the whole thing. They have these various different type of drinks, and I don't know if you want to call it shakes or whatever, but it has flour, and I get full from it and everything. So then, but it's in a drinkable form. Royal shasia, but very chalav shahakol. Then we're going to make a shahakol va'achra boy nefashes, and then after bracha will be a borei nefashos. Okay, so we have to see what exactly is this all about. So just, what do we have so far? Before we go further in the explanation, what's the halacha? Again, this is the halacha l'maisa, and then we're going to get into the practical applications, have the understanding. If you have a food, again, right, I have the flour, one of the five grains, which we know by now, right, is there for taste, sustenance, and everything is the mazonos. So is there a distinction between a food and a drink? The answer is yes. Tells us the Shulchan Aruch, again, in our Simin Reish Ches, Sif Vav, if it's in an edible state, and what exactly is an edible state, we'll see, but for argument's sake right now, it's a chewable type thing, edible type thing, which you have to use your mouth, you know, you don't just drink it down. It's why I'm saying that, because the Sefer HaShulchan Aruch explains, but let's say for argument's sake right now it's chewable, then we make a regular barin mazonos, and then we make a al hamichi. Again, assuming you ate the right amount. Okay, we're talking about right now the first bracha. I don't want to get into the after bracha right now, because again, as we've spoken about in the past, that's a totally different set of halachas. But the bottom line is, first bracha is mazonos, after bracha is al hamichi. Oh, but now you're going to tell me, good, I took this one of the five grains and I made it into a drink. Drink meaning plain and simple. I drink it down, 1, 2, 3, right? I drink it down like a soda. I drink it down like even coffee or whatever you want to say, like water, right? Oh, you'll say, what do you mean? I put in mazonos in it, I put in flour, I put in this, I put in that, and sustenance, and it's there, and I taste it and everything. Oh, but since it's in a drinkable form, so now we're going to tell you, tells us the Mechaba, V'mhoya rach kadesh yia roi l'shasiyah. Again, we'll try and explain what that means, but for argument's sake right now, what does it mean? It means plain and simple, I drink it down like a regular drink. Mevarech alav shahakol. So then the halacha is, a person has to make a shahakol, v'achra bar nefashis, and the after bracha will be a bar nefashis. So we see that even though, so what do we see? The halacha l'maisa, right, we'll get to upcoming shiur in more details. The halacha l'maisa, bottom line, even though you're putting in this, one of the five grains, and it's flour, and as we know, and when it's put in for sustenance and taste and everything, and you taste it, you nirgash and so on, so then bottom line is, we know it's always mazonis, but now we're seeing that the halach is, when it's changed into a drinkable form, it becomes a shahakol with a barei nefashos, as opposed to when it's in edible form, it's a mazonos and a al hamichya. Okay, we're going to see obviously more details and more practical applications upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Rocha Kol Tov.